Others would make any comments?
I'm going to abbreviate this report. Ernest Faust, member of the Friends Committee on Maine Public Policy, and we've been following the criminal justice system for a long time. One of the things we did help support was the revision of the youth program. And one of the reasons we're now here is because that was so successful. And we have great confidence in the procedure here. You'll probably notice I'm from away. I've been here about 15 years, and I don't, I'm going to be 83 in about a week, and I don't know what took me so long to get here. But one of the things I appreciate the most of all is the way you conduct business. In Pennsylvania, I never even had any motivation or invitation to get into the way the state was run the way it is here. It's really marvelous. The Friends Committee on Maine Publications, you're going to like the title. Those people have been working so hard on this because the title of this is Beyond Jail Consolidation. So there will be a beyond that at some point. And I'm going to skip a lot of this. I'm going to just mention the one, two, three, four areas that we were concerned about. A lot of this has been mentioned here already. I should take my hat off. I'm not that old a Quaker. Many in prisons are there as consequence of mental illness or addiction to drugs and alcohol. These people need to be treated in the first instance as having health problems rather than as criminals. This calls for increased training for correction and public safety officials and more resources for a community of mental health and substance abuse programs. It is extremely short-sighted to reduce rather than expand such community-based programs. Increased efforts and resources should be focused on pre-trial diversion programs and post-incarceration probation and parole programs to aid rehabilitation and reduce recidivism. The Maine drug court program should be expanded. House arrest bracelets should be considered in appropriate circumstances. The reincarnation of probation, I knew I was going to say reincarnation. There's a lot of full of traps in this thing. And the reincarceration of, the minister will forgive me, of probationers or parole for technical violation or non-criminal behavior should be challenged. Mandatory minimum sentences and lengthy sentence based on retribution rather than community safety must be re-examined. Work release programs should be expanded whenever possible. Maine programs for juveniles, which has been nationally recognized for effectiveness, should be supported and expanded if necessary. That's what I referred to earlier. We urge a change in pre-trial procedures to reduce time spent awaiting trial. According to the CAAC, 60 of those in country jails are waiting trial. Their waiting currently averages 65 days. They are not convicted offenders serving their sentences. Additional judges, public defenders, and corrections and public safety staff may be necessary to speed the adjudication process. Justice delayed is justice denied, and in this case may also be costing taxpayers money. The Department of Corrections has identified this problem as one to be corrected. Those who must be confined, this is the last observation, should be incarcerated as close as possible to their families and communities. That's sort of a repetition of what's already been said. I have about a whole bundle of copies of this that I'll leave behind. And yet, you may have noted that this is printed in the paper on Friday. That's another town up the road.
Bangor Daily News.
Bangor Daily News.
Thank you, Mr.
Thank you very much.
We appreciate your testimony. Are there questions from the committee? If not, we extend our birthday wishes to you next week.
If I had my memory is worse than the man who spoke earlier. I'd be sitting in a chair, except I had to go back to this.
Thank you, Mr. Frost.